Hello, and welcome to WomanSelfEsteem.com's audio article. This is part two of The Truth of Jealousy, Getting Control of Jealousy. I would like to open this article with a quote that says many truths in so few words. When you're a beautiful person on the inside, there is nothing in the world that can change that about you. Jealousy is the result of one's lack of self-confidence, self-worth, and self-acceptance. The lesson? If you can't accept yourself, then certainly no one else will. The author of this quote is Melanic Sasha Azevedo. In this audio article, you will learn different strategies and positive steps in battling the negative thoughts that feed the hunger of jealousy. I would like to ask for 20 minutes of your time to hear very important information in regards to overcoming jealousy. Jealousy and one's feelings of low self-esteem seems to have become a widespread issue for many women these days. It's not that women are just beginning to suffer from these horrible, confining emotions. It's more that women are finally seeking ways to understand their emotional reactions and overcome them by reaching out for help. Jealousy is no longer being considered an issue of embarrassment, which is one of the reasons so many women would not come forward and ask for support. Let me ask you this. What is the first thing you do when you have a cold? You run to the store, you get medicine, or you call a doctor. There is no embarrassment there, just an intelligent decision to reach out for a cure. It's considered very brave and very intelligent when you decide to find a cure for any illness. Jealousy, being the illness we're discussing here, is what is corrupting your life. This is what you need to find a cure for. The next point that I'm going to talk about is very important. It involves gaining self-acceptance and self-understanding. Finding a cure and finding ways to battle jealousy issues are one in the same. When you find yourself falling back into old habits of thinking, battling an issue like jealousy is going to take persistence, commitment, repetitive actions, and a will to get up. Time after time, when you find yourself falling back into the old habits of thinking. In order to battle any emotional confusion, you must first seek self-understanding and then self-acceptance. Understanding yourself, who you are now, and how you got to this point is the basis for self-understanding. Self-understanding must be identified before you will ever be able to gain self-acceptance. Knowing how you got to this point in your life is critical for you and must be addressed. Chances are you may not be able to identify or remember exactly what took place in your past that was so negative. Most women with jealousy issues have experienced some type of trauma or negative experience to a degree sometime earlier in their life. As I mentioned in part one of this series on jealousy, neglect, verbal and physical abuse during a woman's early childhood can have a massive impact on how well you are able to handle any emotions in relationships. Though you cannot change your life history, understanding and acceptance of yourself is a must. Know who you are, and know that you have past issues and that you have grown past them. This is how you must see yourself now. Learning to accept yourself will allow you to accept others for who they are, and you will also see positive motives as opposed to negative ones. Now you must act on the understanding that you have gained about yourself, or all of what I'm about to teach you will be a waste of time. This choice is yours. Taking action is a choice that you must commit to in order to win any battles in life. Do not allow your fears and worry become your way of life. Gaining self-understanding and self-acceptance and learning to understand how to take control of your emotional reactions is a definite positive step towards strengthening your self-esteem, self-respect, and self-worth. It is also very effective in erasing the self-blame that will eventually begin to wear you down. After enough jealous, irrational reactions, it is a fact that you will begin to blame yourself for everything that goes wrong in your relationship. Self-blame equals guilt. When jealousy has been allowed to damage your relationship, you will begin to fall into the guilt stage. How can you not blame yourself when it is you that is allowing these feelings to control you? This thought in itself is strong enough to tell you that it is time to stop allowing negative thoughts to ruin your life and start allowing only positive thoughts into your mind. One of the main complaints that I have read and heard from women is how hard it is to have to constantly remind yourself to think positive, and how very frustrating and tiring it is to continue this battle every day. These feelings are going to definitely be there. How can they not be? You're battling a serious issue. You are fighting for your life, so to speak. I would expect nothing less than to have to put my best foot forward in gaining anything worth having. A very important thing to keep reminding yourself of is that as hard as you fight to survive, the stronger your inner self will become. Your strength depends on your will to fight and overcome this jealous trap. Many of you have heard this next thought or quote, "Whatever does not kill you will eventually make you stronger." These are very good words to live by. Like any negative trauma or emotional scar that our minds experience, that memory of the trauma will not go away, nor will it be surgically removed, and the scar is always going to be there. Emotional scars must be dealt with through your choice of thought. It is through positive steps and strategies that you will learn how to put these scars into a safe place. If you allow this memory to gain strength and return, it will. Jealousy and low self-esteem are very strong and controlling negative feelings. These feelings can only be overcome within yourself if you truly want this. The key is you, and how badly you want to end this lonely and frustrating world that you are being held captive in. One strategy on how to deal with jealousy is where control over positive and negative thinking habits come into play. Your negative thoughts will trigger your jealous emotions and put your mind and body into a total defensive mode. If you have listened to part one of this series or have experienced an attack of jealousy, then you understand what I am trying to say. Your body language immediately changes from relaxed to very uptight and almost nauseating. Your need to escape into invisibility is instant. At this stage in your reaction, you must wake yourself up out of that hold and realize what is going on within your thinking. It is so important to be able to understand and identify your negative thought. Once you begin to identify to yourself exactly when this fear begins to trigger inside of your mind, and you are able to feel that control switching from a happy self to a paranoid self, only then can you begin to grab hold of that thought and begin to change it. This is a very important strategy in gaining self-control over your negative thoughts, but overcoming them is just the first step. Then you must learn to stay the course and be ready for their ugly return, because as I have already said, they will return. With your ability to choose positive thinking, you can control a lot of what comes and goes in your mind. When you can accept who you are, you will be able to trust yourself and in turn trust others. To be able to trust is to be able to feel freedom in your life. Trusting your partner is a key that will open many doors to happiness in your relationship. Believe me, if he did not want to be with you, he would not. If he happens to see a pretty sight, smile and agree that it is a pretty sight and carry on enjoying your day. No one is trying to erase you from his mind. There is no connection between you and what might cross his path. You are his choice. He chose you. He has made a positive choice and he is happy with that choice. Show him the same respect and choose to trust him and choose to not allow your mind to get trapped on a negative roller coaster. You and only you are responsible for your happiness. Think about how long you've been with your partner and how often your actions ruined so many good times. Now think again about who he is and how much he does love you. This is the man that you chose to share your life with. These are very important facts that you have to realize. You already identify that jealousy is, in fact, something inside your mind caused by low self-acceptance and self-understanding emotions. What begins to stir it up are the triggers around us. Your partner's reactions or action can be one of the greatest triggers you are faced with because you are personally attached to him. You allow him inside of your most private mind and inner self. Unfortunately, that is where your emotions are stored. Being of a negative mind and feeling emotionally threatened will not mix well, therefore leaving you in a constant emotional battle. Emotional jealousy is a very difficult thing to get over because you cannot control the triggers. Even though you know and understand what the triggers are, your partner does not. Yes, you tell him over and over, you scream at him, and you will spend countless of hours tearing yourself down over certain actions or reactions that trigger your weaknesses and fears. Some partners feel that there is absolutely no connection to their habits and your fears. Others feel that they are to blame. Either way, it is unjust. Ask yourself these questions and try to answer them honestly. Could your partner's negative reaction be due to a miscommunication on your part? When you are in an uncontrollable state of fear, how do you go about getting your partner to understand you? Do you blame him? Do you accuse him? Do you simply mistrust him because of a past failed relationship? Now think about this. Your partner is not the other person that was involved in hurting you in the past. Love him for who he is, not who has hurt you before him. Accusations and mistrusts are very hard things for your partner to deal with or even know how to fix. He also feels that he has to be careful where he looks and who he talks to. This is called walking on eggshells. No one likes to feel that in a relationship. The only reason your partner walks on eggshells around you is because he loves you and wants to understand you. So thank him for that and tell him it's not necessary anymore. If you are speaking through a negative thought, the only reaction that your partner will feel is a negative one. In turn, he reacts and goes into an immediate defense reaction. Neither of you are thinking positive when this happens. No wonder things get out of hand and turn into an even more negative situation. You are left still in fear, and now you have guilt, and your partner is left with confusion and a ton of frustrations. If your partner tells you that your irrational thoughts are killing your relationship, you had better believe it. He is 100% correct in that fact. If you are at a point in your relationship which you feel that the damage is unrepairable and that your partner will not even want to talk to you about your fears anymore, Stop that thought right now. He would love nothing more than to hear a different approach to getting you happy. Your partner is in on this issue along with you, and that is why he gets so angry when he is feeling unjustly accused of things that even he can't control. Know this. Your partner will make his own decisions whether you scream and yell or waste your life allowing your mind to be destroyed by negative thoughts. Your need to trust is imperative in any relationship. Trust and negative thinking do not go hand in hand. Only positive thought will bring positive results. Through your jealous thinking, you are making a huge mistake and adding more confusion to your mind by not looking at the real picture. The picture being, yes, he might find someone else, and yes, he might leave you. But you yourself may end up in this exact same situation. No one can predict the future. But why would you want to think the worst scenario? If your partner does decide to change his life, and I emphasize if here, why even waste 1 second worrying about what you will not be able to change? You must learn to enjoy life for what it is today and trust your own self that you do love and you do trust this person. It is so much easier to be happy and learn to say, so what, more often to the little stuff. Another very effective strategy in overcoming jealous habits is good communication. Learn how to talk to your partner about how you feel inside, not how he makes you feel. Take the part of who is actually allowing these negative feelings to enter inside of you. It is you, not your partner. Asking your partner for help will open his heart and he will not feel accused. Explain how your feelings on certain things are challenged through your own insecurities and not by other elements. If your partner feels that you are being honest and not judgmental or negative, he will open up to support you and listen to you. You must not use an accusing voice when you are trying to explain how your fears are controlling your reactions. It is important to understand that all of your emotional issues are seated inside of you through a lack of self-confidence, self-acceptance, or self-esteem. Through those insecurities, jealousy finds its ways into your mind using negative thoughts. You tend to look to blame almost everyone but yourself for how you feel. This is so you do not have to do all the work to change your way of thinking. You are, in fact, putting the responsibility on someone else's shoulders. This is very wrong, and yet another negative way to think. You must learn to grasp the reality of how your thoughts work. You can go on and on suffering, or you can take a stand and take control of how you allow triggers to affect you. Remember this, please. That you will fall and be faced with getting up and going forward over and over again. You will fall back and feel how easy it is to allow jealousy to take hold of you. Jealousy will try to convince you to be your old self and that life will be good, which you know is not true. You will have to fight these jealous feelings and focus on how unhappy the old you was and still would be. You will have to say no to them and push forward. Even if you have to grab a pen and paper and write in your journal just to derail these negative thoughts, do it. Do whatever it takes, if it means making a funny face in a mirror at yourself, if it means screaming at the top of your lungs or jumping up and down, just do it. You must derail those negative thoughts. Self-talk is what you will become very good at after a while, but it does take time. These old ways of thinking will also play mind games with you, which I refer to as mind trickery. Mind trickery is when your positive and negative thoughts battle to control your actions and reactions to certain situations. Fear and worry cannot exist in the same mind frame as love and acceptance. Once you can learn to put love and self-acceptance ahead of fear and anger, you will then be able to allow a calmer state of mind and thought. I cannot stress this point enough. Making positive decisions is entirely up to you and no one else. You are the only one that can make you happy in your mind. You have the ability to choose, so please choose positive. If you don't have self-acceptance and understanding of who you are, you will always feel threatened by someone or something. The more you can tear down these negative fears, the less threatening they will be. If you pretend it is not you that has this issue and try to ignore it, you are doing nothing but delaying the inevitable. My question to you is, what are you waiting for? The answers are all inside of your mind. They will not be hand-delivered to your doorstep with instructions or a guarantee. If you are waiting for your partner to actually get so tired and frustrated that he leaves you, that too will happen, and you will have no one to blame but yourself. It is never too late to change and reach out for help, as long as your reach does not come with any type of conditions or demands. I will end this now by reminding you that not only is positive thinking an important key to being happy and able to trust, but it is very much through understanding who you are and accepting yourself. Again, I will say, you have the ability to choose how you think, so please choose positive. This is a production of WomenSelfEsteem.com, and I hope that this article has been beneficial to you in helping you learn how to battle jealousy. Thank you for your time.